I was expecting to be talking a lot this afternoon about the difficulties of people who need public transport getting home, and flare-ups between law enforcement officials and taxi drivers, or people purporting to be taxi drivers. But the strike, which was apparently communicated about over the weekend and which did start this morning, and there was some accompanying violence, was called off following a meeting between the man that we're about to speak to, Donald Grant, the MEC Transport and Public Works. Donald, good afternoon. Who did you meet with?
Good afternoon to you, John, and your listeners. We met with Santaco and a group of their affiliates.
And why you, given that they are, one of the things that they're upset about is the inability to hold their conference. That's not something you're involved with. The other thing they seem to be upset about is they feel they're being unfairly victimized by law enforcement, again, which is not your department.
John, yes. Look, things are not always as simple as they seem. They did meet last week, the exact same people with my officials, and were unable to come to an accommodation with one another. Then the strike was mooted over the weekend. I appealed to various mediums to them to delay the strike. They said they were committed. So we had arranged towards the back end of last week to meet at 7 o'clock this morning. And I'm very grateful to those who attended that we were able to clear some of the blockages. And the outcome really is they've agreed with us to a mediation process, which will take place over the next 2 weeks. That will draft a specific terms of reference. With time frames, we want their elections to be held not later than 2017. We've identified with whom we are going to communicate going forward, and I've instructed my department to secure the services of a person with strong legal background, someone who understands mediation very, very well, and a bonus would be someone with a working knowledge of the transport or the taxi industry, and then obviously that person will be offered to the Santaco leadership as well as the other grouping, and hopefully that process will result in us being able to complete, firstly, the regional elections of Santaco in the Western Cape, and then the provincial election. And all of this is designed just to make sure that there are transparent, fair, free, democratic elections for the new leadership for the next 4-year cycle, with whom the provincial government, the City of Cape Town, and then local authorities can work in the future in terms of the integrated public transport networks and the law and regulation which defines the industry.
Okay. How does that deal with their belief that their taxis should not be impounded the way they are being impounded at the moment, when a particular weight of traffic fines unpaid mounts up? Would the body that emerges out of the process that you've just sketched then have the moral and the legal authority to engage with the city, which is the responsible authority here, about that issue? Is that being set aside as well as a sticking point?
John, there are existing specific rules and regulations, in terms of rules, I'm talking laws and regulations, which govern which vehicles can be impounded and under what circumstances. And obviously this, that they referred to this in the meeting this morning, but we've agreed to keep that one side. It's a separate issue. And they were talking about the minibus taxis, which were sitting in the pound at Nabini, which is obviously a city matter. I have no jurisdiction to go and interfere in what the city has done in terms of impounding vehicles already off the road. But we agreed to run this process of trying to get a new democratic elected leadership with whom we and the city can work with in the future.
And how representative of the industry do you feel your interlocutors in today's meeting were? Did you get the sense that they have the, I don't know, what would one call it, the authority to go back and prevent, at least until this process is well underway, the kind of action we had this morning? Or is there the possibility of wildcat reaction because some people feel excluded from this morning's meeting?
The grouping, which is also part of Santaco, bearing in mind they are all signed up members, the thing that's been causing the dispute, John, is technical legal issues around the interpretation of their constitution. And what I'm hoping is that the mediator is going to be able to dig into that space and get to a firm understanding with them of what that means and the processes going forward. They also spoke about the importance of governance in this process, and obviously if we in government commit resources or funds to anything, we've got to make sure that we have got the mandate in order to carry that out. But to answer your question directly, I have no doubt that those at the meeting today were very representative of the more than 120 taxi associations within the Western Cape, which historically have been dominated by CADETA, the Congress of Democratically Elected Taxi Associations, and CARTA. Those are the two so-called big bulls in the kraal in the taxi industry, and they probably have got a market share approaching above 70 towards 80%.
Donald Grant, thank you, the MEC for Transport and Public Works. I've just seen your tweet now. Please ask the MEC why it had to come to this before agreement was reached. What took this long? His incompetence, disrespecting communities. You see, Chris, I'd like you to tell me, perhaps you can call me and tell me on 021-446-0567, why it is the business of the provincial government to make sure that taxi associations have a legitimate, properly constructed electoral conference. I mean, that's their business. And my feeling is that if the provincial government had tried to take the process over, they would have been accused of trying to interfere in business which was not theirs. But perhaps I'm missing something, so perhaps you will call and tell me why you think this is down to Donald Grant's incompetence or disrespect for communities rather than the inability of the taxi industry to organize itself.